So we're starting our series on prophets. We're up to the book of Shmuel, and we have so many new faces here. We'll have a quick intro to prophecy. But before we do that, let's have a quick intro to the world. Okay? You guys ready? Fasten your seatbelts. The world was created 5,775 years ago, correct? Adam has two children, Cain and Abel. Shet is going to be born. Seth is going to be born when Adam is 130 years old. Cain and Hevel are each born with a twin sister, whom they're supposed to marry, from whom the world is supposed to be created. Abel has a more beautiful twin sister, so Cain murders him. Cain, Hevel, right? Cain, Hevel, Cain, Abel, first murder in the world, half the world's been destroyed. We go 10 generations later, and who do we hit? Noach. Noach is 10 generations from Cain and Hevel. We have a flood, the whole world is demolished. Noach is a descendant of who? Cain, Hevel, or Shet? Shet, Seth, Shet. So we have Noach. 10 generations from Noach. Noach has three children, right? Shem, Cham, and Yefet. Shem is the one who is really a continuation of this heritage of Noach and Adam. And 10 generations from Noach, we hit Avram Avinu. What year is Avram Avinu born? 1948. 1,948 years from creation, Avram Avinu is born. Avram has how many children? Many. Okay, right. Because Avram has Yitzchak, Yishmael, and then he has the sons of Keturah, right? Midian. Yeah, he has a lot of children. Midian, the Midianites come from Avram Avinu. So Avram's prime child, that Avram says, Ki bi Yitzchak ikarei lecha Zara, your descendant is Isaac. He has Yitzchak. Yitzchak has a son named Yaakov. Yaakov's children go down to Egypt after they sell Yosef, and there's a famine, so they go down to Egypt. They come out of Egypt, and the year is what? 2448, 2,448 years from creation, right? Okay, can we continue? Are you all with me? We leave Egypt. Who's leading us out of Egypt? Let's name our leader. Moshe Rabbeinu. Correct. His name is Avigdor Yekusiel, but the daughter of Pharaoh calls him Moshe, and that name sticks. What's the daughter of Pharaoh's name? We don't know. But when she converts to Judaism, she gives herself the name Bat Yah, daughter of Hashem. So that's the name that sticks. And Bat Yah comes out of Egypt with us. She marries Kalev ben Yefune, as does Miriam, Moshe's sister. The two of them are over 40 years older than Kalev ben Yefune, but they marry Kalev. So they come out of Egypt. We're in the desert. How many years? 40 years. So we're up to the year 2488. Moshe passes away in the desert. We enter the land of Israel. Who's our leader? Yoshua, Joshua. We enter. We have 14 years. 7 years conquering, 7 years dividing the land of Israel. And now we enter the period of judges. The period of judges spans a little bit over three centuries. And we hit the last judge, which is Samuel. That's where we're up to Samuel the prophet. So we're going to learn about Shmuel in a minute. Now we have to introduce prophecy. What is prophecy? So when Moshe Rabbeinu comes, he's not the first prophet. Who's the first prophet? Who's the first prophet? Adam. God speaks to Adam HaRishon, right? Adam has prophecy. Avraham Avinu has prophecy. Noah has prophecy, but they're different than Moshe. Why is Moshe called Adon Kol HaNevim, master of all prophets? Because with Moshe, a new concept begins. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, every prophet received a prophecy pertaining to himself. Here's what you should do. God appears to Moshe and says, go tell them what they should do. Moshe says, that never happened before in the world. Why should anyone believe me? Until now, you wanted someone to do something. You told them. Now you're telling me to tell them that you told me. Why should anyone believe me? Am I speaking too fast, or are you guys with me? No, I'm keeping it real slow. I'd like to go quicker. Can I?
No.
Dovi?
No, this is good.
No.
This is good.
Okay. Is so, good. Yes, Maranix.
Why is Adam called the
firstborn? Hashem spoke to him. So technically, okay, you're leading me to a broader question. I'll answer you in 20 seconds. The word nevuah, prophecy, can either mean its own root, prophecy, or, as Rashi understands, the word nevuah stems from the word niv sfatayim, speech of the lips. If it means speech of the lips, then a prophet who only sees a prophecy pertaining to himself might not be called a prophet. He might not be called a Navi. Just because he saw a prophetic vision, that doesn't make him into a Navi. According to Rashi, the task of a prophet is to give over prophecy. Nevuah stems from the word niv sfatayim, speech of the lips. So we will assume that prophet means one who attains prophecy, and that Adam was the first prophet. Can we continue?
Yes.
Okay. So, in order to attain prophecy, a person has to perfect their traits. We have a Braisa, a Tanakh quote, quoted in Tractate of Avodah Zarah, which describes how a person develops their traits. When a person develops their traits, they work their way up, they become a better and better person, until they attain prophecy. So we see that prophecy is a reflection of perfection of one's traits. Okay? It's a level in perfection of one's traits.
If someone gives a good
Just a second, he was waiting.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Not anyone who could see into the future is called a prophet. Prophecy, by definition, is one who is shown a vision of some angels, a vision that is from Hashem. There are other ways to tap into the future. That we will discuss in our Friday morning class, Nachmanides, Torat Hashem Tamima. If you're curious, you could go online. The full series is up there. We did it twice already. This is the third time we're doing it. But let's begin the book of Shmuel. That was just a brief introduction. If you want, you could go online. We have a whole class on what is prophecy. But let's begin.